This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up. Well, it's 6:06 in the evening. Let's just call it that. And our first story is quite an interesting one. If you guys remember last year, the Education Ministry formed the National Education Policy Review Committee. And this year, they've actually come back with some suggestions, including one really strong, potentially controversial one, which is a streamless school.
So students will no longer be placed in science and art streams. Instead, they'll be combined. We'll move to a new way of learning called STREAM. That's science, technology, reading, engineering, arts and mathematics.
That's a bit confusing, right? We're doing away with streams. So then we will have STREAM.
A single stream.
Yeah, it could be a bit catchier. But anyway, Education Minister Dr. Mazli Malik has said that both science and arts will be emphasised through this because knowledge is, you know, knowledge must be integrated and not compartmentalized.
So the role of teachers and lecturers will also change. They'll be made to focus on teaching STEM in a fun and experiential way. Mazli added that arts would also be continuously enhanced in schools and universities.
And all this was said at an open dialogue session organized by ASLI, or the Asian Strategy and Leadership Institute. And first up, call us if you've got thoughts. 7733 2900 is that number. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. And I'm putting that out there because partly because neither of us have children and neither of us have school-going children for that reason. While we have our opinions on this, it's not necessarily going to be the opinions of people who are directly affected right now. So if you are, we want to hear from you. For what it's worth, this... once again, on the surface of it, sounds like a good idea, I want to say.
Great idea. Not sure about implementation and execution yet. I think what this does, at least from a mindset or a perception perspective, this does very well in breaking the idea that arts and science are polar opposites, whereas I think it's the idea that they both actually mirror and are beneficial to each other.
I think on a more down-to-earth practical level also, it helps break down the idea that... the smart students go to the science stream and the less academically capable students go to the art stream, which has not always kind of reflected people's interests, which is not to take away from the fact that I was a science stream student with just absolutely no interest really in pursuing science long term. Right. But I appreciate the skills that it gave me in terms of how I think, in terms of problem solving, things like that. And that's always an argument that's put forth, right? You might not necessarily use, science as a discipline in the future, but it doesn't mean that you don't pick stuff up. So I would be interested in seeing the same sort of discipline being applied to teaching the arts, because there's a lot of ways of thinking about art or the subjects that live within the art stream that also are super useful everywhere else.
Yeah, I think if anything, if let's say we're taking at it, taking the direct benefits of doing arts and science together, art, what it brings to the table, I think it's growing what and increasing what you think is possible. So that's divergent thinking and that's self-expression. You know, in the science world, I guess, sometimes we see a lot of these strange machines or robots that don't, you know, and especially if you head towards the direction of AI, we see a lot of machines and these sort of things that aren't really human, nor are they pretty to look at or are they colorful. So I think that's what art could bring to the table in this case.
I'm looking forward to students just having a little bit more time to find out the possibilities of what they might be skilled at or what might give them joy or purpose, as opposed to being forced at the age of 15 to just say, like, look, this is happening now. Based on whether or not you got 7 A's or 5 or whatever, you are now going to be put into this stream or that stream. And it doesn't mean that you can't pursue it. It just means that instead of taking 9 subjects, you take 11 or you take 12. And while we're talking about the mental stress of doing the SPM, which we were addressing a little bit earlier with the compressed schedule, I think it's worth talking about that as well. I mean, if you want to take lots of subjects, more power to you. But if you're doing it partly because you are a science stream student whose passions might lie elsewhere or vice versa, then yeah, you know, it might be worth having this sort of integrated approach as opposed to having it so separate.
If anything, I think it'll just make learning a lot more fun.
I would hope so. I would hope so. You can call us and let us know if you agree. 777-332-900 is that number. You can WhatsApp us your thoughts. 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We are talking about the potential of heading towards a streamless school where everybody just learns stream. It is very confusing. But basically, no more science and arts. Instead, it's going to be integrated into science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Call us and let us know what you think. We're going to be speaking after this with Harry Tan, who is the Secretary General of the National Union of the Teaching Profession, to get a bit more understanding, I guess, about how teachers are going to be coping with this. And we'll also wait to hear from you. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We are talking about the possibility of streamless schools. Instead, everybody's just going to learn sort of one integrated new form of learning, science, technology, reading, engineering, arts and mathematics, or STREAM, as opposed to how it's currently been divided into arts and sciences. And to get an idea of what this might mean, we're going to cross over now to Harry Tan, the Secretary General of the National Union of the Teaching Profession. Harry, thank you for joining us. What was NUTP's response to the plans of this merging of science and arts? Has it been a long time coming?
We welcome any move to provide education that meets the needs of our students. The merging of the science and arts streams will provide an opportunity for students to select courses of their choice and not let the system push courses down their throat. This is the way forward, as the reason why it was like that previously is probably due to monetary considerations and also the assumption that students doing science are far more academically superior than those from the arts stream. So when one can choose, he should, in our opinion, perform better as it is his choice.
What kind of benefits and opportunities do you see this shift bringing to students and their academics? For example, might it finally get rid of the notions that students who are in science streams are more academically superior?
Now, when you entertain the choice of the students, the perception of changing of perception whether the students are academically more superior than the rest, it will still be there. Because there will be always the STM exam and then students getting number of A's because it's the norm-based exam. So the perception will always be there. But this is a little bit better in the sense that we are catering to the needs of the individual. Definitely it will bring a lot of opportunities because the student would know what he wants in life. So when he has that in his mind, so he would try to package a program for himself that will cater to his needs. So definitely this is an opportunity for the student to get an education that is student-centered. We believe so that this will create more students that will accommodate to the needs of the country because they will pick and choose where jobs are needed or even when jobs are not yet found in the market now, right? Because they are training for something in 4 or 5 years' time or 10 years' time. The students need the training to prepare them for jobs that may not be in the market yet.
So the response to this has been mostly positive, but do you see any possible negatives actually to changing our current system?
We believe that there will always be some teething problems. For example, in a particular school, if the students were allowed to choose the subjects that they want, then there may be problems if the class cannot cater to all those who want the subject. Or there isn't enough teachers for the subject. For example, like in an accounting class, if all the students in Form 4 or in that particular stream, I mean, all the students want this particular class, and the school only has one accounts teacher, so how are they going to cater for this problem?
Have you been able to gather sentiments from teachers about this impending shift towards a single stream?
Well, this is very new. But then, as I said earlier, as teachers, we must always be able to welcome changes, be able to adapt to the mobility of education. So the only thing that we request is that there must always be a pilot project. And then in the pilot project, it should be of some length of time. And the findings must be made public. all right, so that everybody or all the stakeholders can give their input so that to make the system better before it is implemented throughout the whole country.
So do you anticipate any sort of pushback, whether it's from parents or teachers?
Now, for the parents, if we fulfill the wishes of the students, we eventually fulfill the wishes of the parents. So I see no reason that there will be a pushback from the parents' point of view. Now, teachers are trained in their discipline. So there is no problem with whatever system that is practiced. It is only the logistics that the administrators got to look into. And also the requirements of the higher institution of education that the students must be aware of when making their choice, because eventually they will be continuing their studies and in those institutions. So, for example, if the student wants to be a doctor, he has to do pure science. But if you just need to choose biology and then the rest are all from the arts subjects, then he does not fulfill the requirement to become a doctor. So that is something that the students must bear responsibility.
So there's some back and forth when it comes to certain initiatives in the past. Obviously, it's still early days, but what's important to make sure a transition like this happens a little more smoothly?
Okay, in the past, some of the projects, there were pushbacks or they were taken off the shelf because although they could have some pilot project, but the administrators just went on with the project without looking into the needs or into addressing the problems that rose. Okay, so for this one, we believe that the administrators or whatever this must study the pilot projects carefully and then make sure that all stakeholders are involved and they can come up with a finding or with some ways to address the problems that they find along the way. And then before that, they will make sure that everything is all nicely packaged before they carry out throughout the country.
Harry, thank you so much for your input. That was Harry Tan, the Secretary General of the National Union of the Teaching Profession. And you can call us with your thoughts. Let us know if you think this merging of the arts and science stream to a single stream school format will work. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now we've got Chong on the line. Good evening, Chong. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening, guys.
Hi.
I myself are from the education industry.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to check, I didn't actually read the news thoroughly, but so far as I'm concerned, we talk about art stream and science stream, right? The art stream are those referred to the counting class, business class, or referred to those arts, mean like drawing, things like that. So because in the secondary school system, I actually prefer to refer to either a science stream or non-science stream, because a science stream is pure science. And also sometimes in the counting class, you also learn about science, but not the pure science. You guys get what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, I'm thinking about if it's merging the class, right, means that students have a lot of choices. Yeah, that is good from the point of view, it's good for them. But somehow, the confusing is there because the students actually are not able to make the decision. From what I see, that students are hardly to make decision, and then it will be quite some number of confusing. That's only what I can see at this moment. But hopefully that the pilot project can be done perfectly so that they can roll out this in the whole nation. That's my point of view.
Chong, thank you so much. I think there is something to be said about science and then non-science, because it is true that we're using the art stream term quite liberally. Most people tend to. But arts is really just one component within the whole art stream.
I wonder if it would help to change that notion then to from science and then social science and arts. I'm not suggesting we have three streams.
Good but, Lord.
But I'm just saying, would that distinction help? Because it's the confusion is, you know, SUNY is, it usually just tends to be one subject, but then arts also includes things like, you know, like Zhong said, was also accounting, but I think in my experience, also economics and stuff like that.
Yeah, pedagangan. Yes. Uncle Ding, meanwhile, says, it's not really about science stream or art stream. It's about how the subjects are taught. I could have become a rocket scientist if my math teacher had been more interesting. Instead, I ended up studying economics.
It's not a bad trade-off, I think.
No, I agree with that. Also, I mean, I dropped physics after a day. I've always kind of regretted it because I wish I understood a little bit more about science, but about that element of science. But now whenever I see physics, all I remember is my teacher blazing through the first, I don't know, three chapters of a textbook in the first class and me panicking and just not understanding anything. So I agree that teaching is such an important part of the whole thing. We also have another message here from Stephen who says, stream is a great new idea from the MOE. Let's hope that our education system will shine this time. By the way, you know, could they perhaps keep the national schools, including the teachers, more secular, less religious, so our kids can be Malaysians together again rather than divided up?
Yeah, and I think those are... I'm glad that I'm seeing most of the feedback is it tends to be positive as well. I think we're just...
positive and confused, I think, which is understandable because we haven't really gotten that far in terms of understanding exactly what it's going to encompass. There is an announcement, but beyond that, what it will look like, where the pilot project will be taking place, when is it going to happen, all the specifics of that haven't been ironed out yet.
I also wonder if there will be subjects that will be removed and how that might affect schooling hours too.
We've got Mohammed on the line. Good evening, Mohammed. What are your thoughts?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes. Loud and clear. Yes, we can.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I believe I have a better idea than the education minister.
Okay, hit us. What is it?
Sorry to say that. Because I believe every STM student must take science subject. You know, physics, chemistry, biology. Because this is the age of scientific. You know, revolution, especially now we have a digital, you know, internet and so on. So to optimize the intellectual potential, students must take pure science, pure mathematics, you know, not the modern mathematics. That is not mathematics. Every STM student must take pure mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, English literature. Because English is a language of knowledge. They have to master English, you know?
Right. I just wonder, do you see any value in learning art at all? I just think from the perspective that, you know, some scientists think perhaps scientists should also start learning about the art subject of philosophy, for example. Do you think there's value in art?
Yes. I mean, we don't prevent them if they like, you know? They want to learn about economics, you know, business and so on, but the core subjects must be pure science. You know, physics, chemistry, biology, not the general science. That is not science, I believe. So pure science, physics, chemistry, biology, pure mathematics.
Mohammed,
and the rest, optional, you know, history, geography, you know, optional.
Mohammed, before we let you go, I'm curious whether or not for you the issue of affinity kind of factors into all of this. What if students don't have an affinity for it or aren't naturally kind of quick learners on the subject? I think it might prove to be quite difficult for some.
Because I believe to have the weak, we have to strengthen the strong, you know. We cannot weaken the strong to help the weak. So to strengthen the strong... They must take pure science, you know, pure mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, English literature, you know, and of course, internet studies, you know, digital, yes.
Yes, agreed, Mohammed. Thank you so much for calling. I'm not sure that I buy into that wholesale, I have to say. I don't know. If that were to come in, while I think it might benefit some, it's not school that I necessarily want to attend anymore, I think.
Well, I see the value in it. He's right. We are going through a technological transformation that is so rapid that whether we like it or not, we might just have to learn all these science subjects. There is value there. There is economic sense there as well. I just wonder then, okay, if it's compulsory to learn all these subjects, can we make it more fun? Can we make it less exam-based? And I think that would be the goal I would like to see.
Which is speaking back to Uncle Ding's point earlier about how it's about the teaching of it.
Yeah.
That's what counts. We've got this from Reesing. It's the parents' responsibility to help their kids make choices. After parents then, you know, provide guidance in all activities, including decision-making. And I guess that speaks to the idea that people might struggle to make decisions if, you know, we live in this streamless world. We've also got other messages that have come in saying, I personally think that the streamless stream is a really good idea due to it, you know, broadening up the students' views. It could close up to some criticism, you know, such as the science streams for art students, art streams are for those that aren't academically good. On the other hand, I'm interested on the implementation of it, you and everyone else, I think. For instance, how will students cope with their mental stress? Will the authorities kind of push on at this point, such as providing more consultants in each school? And if every student studies the same subject, how do you deal with the shortage of teachers? Or are they capable of handling that many students? Their mental health will need to be addressed as well. That came through from Kenneth.
And those are some very solid points.
Meanwhile, Kamil says, I don't agree that everyone must take pure science, like what was suggested by Mohammed. Not everyone can do science. A lot are struggling in modern maths, and it's not even at maths yet. And I think probably, I'm guessing, a lot of nodding heads.
Yeah, me too. I struggled with at maths, but I was quite good at mod maths.
You can call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp us, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. What do you think of the notion of a streamless school that just focus on stream? That is, what was that again? I have to look for that. That was science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and maths. Let us know what you think. This is BFM 89.9.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Calvin. We are talking about how we're doing away with streams so that we can do a new thing called stream. That is science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and mathematics. So no longer, I guess, the old dichotomy of having two streams. Instead, we're just going to be combining it potentially into one. Lots of work will need to go into this, of course, and it's really just early days, but we wanted to know how you feel. Call us, 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio on Twitter. Jeffrey is saying, conceptual science is a must, in my opinion, but going into technicalities isn't. It's the same with MBA programs. They teach accounting, but not to the extent of making you accountants.
Yeah, and I get that the understanding is for sure to just go into the fundamentals and the basic lessons you can take away from each subject, which would, I guess, in that sense, add value to the other things you're learning and doing.
On the other hand, Benjamin says, everyone's trying to customize everything so that things can be catered for different individuals. Merging science and arts under one stream is like stepping on the reverse gears, going backwards. We only choose one course to study in uni or college eventually, right? And yes, but why not have a little sampler in secondary school? I don't necessarily think it's going backwards. I think it's making things more open in a way that hasn't been available previously.
And I think the problem with the single streams now is that you are kind of locked in, and that really kind of confirms or pushes you towards a certain path that you may later not be able to change.
We've also received a text message, I think.
Yes, this one comes from Tan, who says that an integrated approach is definitely a step closer towards allowing students to have a feel of science and art subjects. But there needs to be a revamp of the humanities subjects, certainly of history, which needs to have a more global perspective instead of being primarily focused on Islamic religion history. Apart from the usual economics or accounting subjects, psychology is also worth considering given its extensive applications to behavior, relationships, and social phenomena.
You can weigh in, of course. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We have got Sam on the line. Sam, good evening. What are your thoughts?
I think that the streamless education should be a way to go, because mainly because first, the students should be allowed to choose what they're really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think before they do that, the education minister should do a pilot test. And the pilot test should consist of his colleagues who has fake degrees or did not complete their studies or were kicked out from university. So after we do and it works with these people, then we can probably, you know, do it for the rest of the population.
Fair enough, Sam. Thank you so much for calling. Well, that's taking a... That's, you know, kind of upping the average age of the students by quite a bit. But yes, one idea. We've also got Aaron on the line. Aaron, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I'm actually an engineer. I studied spine, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But then I believe that this is a good approach by the Ministry of Education, because I do a lot of volunteering. I used to do a lot of volunteering, I mean. When I did volunteering jobs, places around KL, I noticed that I mixed around with people from science stream, people from art stream. And I realized that what differentiates us is the way that we think, the way how we approach problems. So I believe that if you are mixing, you're combining all the streams into one stream, you can train the student to approach problems in a scientific manner and also in a philosophical manner. So I believe that is a good approach. So that's my thought on it.
Aaron, thank you so much for calling. And I think that that's something that we had been circling around but hadn't actually gotten to, right? Problem solving is, I said it earlier, it's one of the main things that I picked up that I valued from my science stream education. But now, I guess in my job currently as a person who talks mm-hmm. on air, I don't tend to use that as much.
Yeah, and I think that's the other way of looking at it is that art also consists of so much of science elements to it. You know, I've always seen, and I'm observing the new colors that science has helped develop, which includes like the blackest black, the Vanta black that we use in paints and clothes and everything else on science equipment. So that's been pretty cool.
We've also received some messages. Just a quick look at them. Song Chang saying, instead of teaching accounting, maybe teach financial management, investment, etc., which I think has real value. Elvin, let's be honest, who knew what he or she wanted to do or be at the age of 15? I wanted to be a writer. What did you want to be, Kelvin?
I think I wanted to be a nurse.
Interesting. Now here we are. however, looking back, if I was given a choice, I would have given a shot at physics and chemistry. It's good to give a choice to students. That fact, I think we collectively can agree on. And in short, this move would be beneficial. You can keep those messages coming. We've got lots. We'll try and get through them, as many as we can. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Next up on the lines, we've got Navish. Navish, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Navish. Yeah. I actually like this idea of streaming kids, school kids, in this new manner where they learn everything. And in fact, I was in school 4 or 5 years ago, and I think when school kids are exposed to different forms of aspects of education, they learn more and they learn a more holistic way of life. But my suggestion here is, I think the children should be able to like attend maybe trial classes of everything for a few months, and if they do not like certain classes, like maybe they do not like the technology classes or the science classes or the arts classes, they should be able to substitute it for a few elective classes. In that way, they can also get a feel of everything, but at the same time, they know what they're more focused on.
Navish, thank you so much for calling. That's a great idea. And it also echoes what Chris on Twitter is saying with, will the merging of streams be relevant to what students will face in university? Why not make the subjects optional? Let them choose what they want to study and attend classes for each subject like how it's done in university. And I suppose the argument has always been that there's value in learning the stuff that you don't like.
Yes, I would agree. And I think then that boils down to, okay, we have a certain set of subjects we'd like you to learn. Maybe the current model, I think, should be okay. The likes of history, the likes of English and the likes of Malay, that still, I think, should remain as fundamentals.
We are getting quite a lot of feedback of people saying that may be, but it is always going to come down to teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because you have the subjects doesn't mean they're taught well. We've also got Joshua on the line. Joshua, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi. Good evening. Okay. I would say I'm for stream, you know, your version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, I think as adults, whether we are parents or teachers, we are responsible in guiding children, you know. But I think we've got to spend time finding out what they are attuned to. You know, I do this thing with kids where I give them all kinds of pictures and just allow them to choose, and they tend to choose certain types of pictures, animals. They choose pictures of doctors, some machines, and etc. Things like that. As they go through the years, they will tend to show certain liking for certain things, and they don't mind learning about it. And I think that approach, if it's possible, of course it's tough with 40 students in a class or 30 students in a class, but the child will show, even very young children show a liking for certain things. And if they can be tuned towards that and learn more of that, while some basic core subjects like languages should be maintained, I think that should be the way to go, because we must know the child.
Joshua, what are your thoughts on, I guess, you know, just because you're not attuned to it doesn't mean you can't pick up something from it. You know, what are your thoughts about that?
And I think that should be done. That should be done gently. It will go in, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is fine. That is fine. But I think we need to spend time knowing the child.
Yeah.
Knowing the child.
I think that's a very good point. Thank you for that, Joshua. I think that word gently is such an interesting one, because we don't use that a lot in the context of education.
Nope, it's always cram as much as you can, learn as much as you can, and then excel and then do. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, Kelvin's face was going red as he was saying that. I think a lot of it has to do with achievement. And so I guess the notion of making it more gentle, of saying, hey, let's learn stuff, but you know, if it's not something you're attuned to, let's go about it in a more gentle, less achievement-oriented way. Who knows what that might bring? If you've got any thoughts, call us, 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We are talking about education. More specifically, we're talking about the notion that we might be moving away from the arts and science stream that we've been seeing for so long to a single thing combining STEM and other things to be streamed. That's science, technology, reading, engineering, arts and mathematics. So it'll just be one thing. And on that note, we've been receiving a lot of messages like this one from Andrew.
So he says single stream with core subjects and students select different elective subjects and students change classes like college. Start early in teaching them decision-making and time and logistic management.
I wonder whether the school system is ready to account for that.
Whether teachers do have the skills, that's another question. And I think that would require a lot of investment. I don't know if that is something we can manage.
No, actually, I'm not even talking about the teachers. I'm talking about the school administration, because they are the ones who are actually going to have to be doing the work of scheduling, of being able to, you know, stagger classes a certain way. And that, I think, while I welcome it, would be a pretty interesting challenge. Xiao, meanwhile, says, when it comes to stream, I wish the E would be ethics. And that is an interesting point.
And we have another message here who says that when I was in Form 2, studying in government school, I was able to teach my sister maths, who was in her Form 1 UEC. But when she reached Form 3, I couldn't understand a single thing on her math textbook. That level was way too high. Looking back at our education system, what I think the Education Ministry should look at is that, how to upgrade and update our education system as well as contents. We shouldn't be focusing too much energy looking into adding more burden to students. Some may not like arts, some may not like numbers. Instead, we should be focusing on the resources, on how to make our existing system better rather than changing it abruptly. Not that I am not a supporter of change, but based on past experiences, our Minister of Education had been making hasty decisions or comments without studying into details, and that worries me. Appreciate if you can just do a public proposal, study proposals in details before shouting out to public like that.
We have also got this here from John saying it's time to let students bring computers into the classroom if they're serious about teaching AI, which is a vague goal, by the way. When I was in school, the arguments against computers and phones in class were ridiculous. People were afraid of porn. They were afraid of a social class divide. Students should be encouraged to challenge their teachers with information that they can get from the internet. Instead of condemning Wikipedia, students should be encouraged to contribute to wikis, especially local content. Malaysia needs a culture that encourages people to tinker with electronics. We have a caller, I believe. We've got Cheryl on the line. Cheryl, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Good evening. Yeah, I think it's about time we change the entire system in that sense. Because I think most probably that I've got two kids in a secondary school. The problem with them is that they can't do the necessary things they need to do at home. So I think schools now, what they need to do now, probably need to teach kids how to do their laundry, I mean, how to cook and things like that, and cooking, and then planting whatever plants near your house or things like that. And by the end of every lesson, what the teacher needs to do is just tell them, okay, tomorrow, please do this and do that. Go and Google or YouTube. I mean, on the science part thingy. Because the kids now, they have got opportunity at home more than what they have in school. But the thing that they can't do is finishing things they're supposed to do at home.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, no, I'm listening. I think that that's a pretty interesting idea, because then what happens in school is that much more practical, right?
Yeah, because it is all about life in school. I've got my daughter who's 14 this year, 15 this year, and she was telling me, yeah, Dad, I don't want to know what's mitochondria, this powerhouse of a cell thingy. I just tell me how to do my accounts and how do I save money and buy things like that. You know what I mean? The real thing.
Yeah.
So I think teach them the real thing. By the end of every lesson, what you need to do, you just ask them, okay, tomorrow I want you to answer all these questions. Is the earth flat or globe? Okay. Then the kids will go on Google, on the internet and whatnot to find the real answer. They can do that. I mean, most of the kids now, those who are excel in school, probably it is not entirely due to school. In fact, it's their parents that allow them to open up things on YouTube and go for classes on AI, on programming and whatnot. And these are the kids that are doing excellent in school. Those who can do archery, I mean, those are doing archery for the school. It's not because of the school. It's because the parents can send them to all these archery schools and whatnot, archery classes and whatnot. So I think it is all about that now, I think. Yeah, that's my view on the school thingy.
Cheryl, all right. Thanks for calling. So that's interesting, because going beyond stream, that's looking at everything through the lens of kemahiran hidup.
Yes, and that schools, I guess, should be a lot more comprehensive than what it is now.
And also, I guess, produce people who are capable of, I don't like the word, but I'll say it, adulting, right? I mean, that seems to be what it's focused on. I will say that one thing that gave me pause was the idea that, hey, kids, go Google on your own. I think that in order to do that, you need to be teaching critical thinking as well at a much younger age. Otherwise, you're just opening your children up to, yes, indeed, the world is flat. Now run away with that information.
You know, that's why I'm never really sure or to where to stand behind the idea of giving kids life skills necessarily, because I think what we need to apply there is probably the critical thinking skills. Just let them have those skills to be able to learn how to do all these things, how to adult on their own. I mean, we and our parents have been learning how to do that on our own pretty okay. And I think if they've been equipped with the necessary behaviors and personalities that they can, then they can do it on their own.
We're getting quite a lot of messages suggesting that there be a certain amount of core subjects and then for everything else, it's an elective. And Nick, for example, is saying we're learning all subjects already until lower secondary. I think that's good enough. Upper secondary, we should select the stream we want. Nick, I agree with that, but only to a point, because we don't learn physics from Form 1 to Form 3. We learn maths, and it's very general. And then the specialization of subjects start happening after that.
Yeah, and that also goes with the art subjects as well, the perdagangans and the accounting.
Nini says, I agree with Muhammad. Teach them all the theorems, derivations, calculus, good teaching methods using video presentation for all subjects. And that would help ease everyone and everything. But we also have this from Shireen saying, 30 years down the road, science and maths, even complex algebra, can be solved at the fingertips by AI. Skills required by future generations are creativity, communication, teamwork, critical thinking, and computer coding. And those are areas which our education system is lagging in.
So we have another message here from Wan, who says that I hope that the MOE will introduce new themes in current subjects, such as history of scientific discovery and stages of philosophical thought's advancement. An introduction to these themes would have been enough as a starter. I think this will be beneficial to teach our students processes involved in mankind's discoveries and evolution so that they can make one of their own.
You can call us as well. 7733 2900 is that number. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Serena is suggesting that for the optional subjects, there should be things like programming, engineering, literature, robotics, e-commerce, science, arts, sports, handicrafts, and that would go alongside the core subjects of things like maths, English, Malay, maybe even an international language. Meanwhile, MT Chia is saying, will they allow a gap year for students to understand what they want as a career and thus the subjects required? I'm curious, when do you want that gap year to be?
Some people, I think based on what I've seen my friends do, some people take it right after SPM or right after their pre-university.
A lot of people are also emphasizing, including Sue, the importance of good teachers. Sue is saying that, you know, they need to be intelligent, passionate about teaching, love people, you know, have a don't give up attitude on any child. So there is a huge focus on this notion of the teacher really matters. And I cannot agree with that anymore.
And I think with our earlier conversation with Harry Tan, I think we are pretty okay. It seems as if teachers also do welcome the idea, though, of course, there will be a lot of obstacles along the way.
Eddie is saying from 1 to 3, maybe a softer aspect of stream. Then from 4 and 5, deeper streaming. And then A-levels, you start streaming for the sake of careers.
Yeah, we have a message here from Rachel who says that at the age of 15, kids should already know their strengths, although they might not know what they will be doing. Did you know your strengths at 15?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, it was in language. It was in maths, actually. I was pretty decent at maths. I was not great at the subjects that required a lot of memorizing. So sejarah was not my strong point.
But I struggled. I didn't know what I was good at yet. I wish I had done more exploring with school subjects.
Eddie, your daughter sounds like me. I'm just going to say, because my daughter is a straight A pure science student. She took one extra elective subject, English literature. Hello, same here. And because of that one subject, she's now reading law. From that perspective, does streaming work? In my daughter's own words, streaming is divisive and it doesn't meet its objective. I don't know if it would be enough for people like Eddie's daughter or for me to be the single people going, look, you know, just because we were in one stream doesn't mean that we've ended up there. But I think that there is value to learning everything. I think that's why I'm so pro this new form of stream, because you learn lots of different things.
Yeah, and we actually have a call on the line. It is Kay. Kay, what do you have to say?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, yep, we can.
Loud and clear.
Okay, very simple. I think one of the things that we fail to do, we fail to realize, is that we are also not comparing our education system with the region, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take the region, and we are getting left behind by countries like Vietnam, which are making great strides, Philippines are making great strides. What is it today? What is the relevant approach? We also must keep abreast with what is happening in the world. Because it is not just about streaming. It's about the global approach. What is going to happen in 15 years' time when the kids today that go into Standard 1 come out? That, I think, is something that needs to be seen. Because what is relevant today and where the industry is going is also important for them to know. Yeah? That's my 2 cents on it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for your thoughts.
I think that point about being able to be a global player, or at least a regional, not player, but even someone who compares favorably to other people, mm-hmm. I think that is an interesting point, because we are increasingly globalized. And if we are saying that we're trying to kind of create graduates or working adults who are of a certain level, we are talking about competition with pretty much the globe, at the very least the region. So it is important to take a look around.
Yeah, I think so. And that might be exacerbated by the fact that, okay, right now we might be living in a world that might be more closed off, but sooner or later we're going to head to a direction where it's borderless, especially if it involves the internet and tech.
You can keep those thoughts coming. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also call 7733-2900. To all the people who've been sending in messages, we will get to that. But first, we have to head to the 7 o'clock news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.